I wonder what war would look like
in Pokemon.
Do they just like run out instead of pulling out guns? They just like Garchomp.
Pokemon go.
Hey, this is Fox Mickey.
This is CJ Cosmo.
This is the Poke World Podcast.
Podcast hosted by two guys who are probably too old to be talking about Pokemon.
So we've got another exciting episode here. We want to start things off. We just got over 600 unique listeners as of our last episode. Thank you guys so much. We are now in 30 different countries in the world. That is so crazy to think about, and it's really awesome. So we're very excited about that. Please reach out to us. We want to talk to you guys. Reach out on X. We're at PokerWorldPod. You can find us on Twitch. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and now Patreon. So we now have a Patreon page, and we are offering our Crater in the Sky series, our original Pokemon story, for subscribers. And episode 3 is dropping tonight. So make sure you guys check that out.
Guys, we also, on Spotify and iHeartRadio, please subscribe, help us out a bunch, and like Fox said, we'd love to hear from you guys. Grow this community, and we can keep this going.
Yep, and in today's episode, we are talking about Pokemon Work and Play, is what we're calling this episode, and we're basically talking about Pokemon professions and Pokemon vacations. You want to start with the professions, you want to start with the vacations.
You know, let's start off with a little bit of fun, and then we'll get into the work.
Oh, the opposite of the work and play. We're doing play and work today. Okay, so let's lay the ground here for the play section of our podcast, the vacations. So the 9 different regions that we have all come to know and love in the Pokemon world are all based on a real place. So Let me give you those, Kaz. The first 4 series of Pokemon was based on regions in Japan. Then we've got the 5th region, Unova, the Black and White games, was the first game based outside of Japan, and it was New York City. Which makes sense, you know, like Castalia City with the big buildings and all the people walking around, you're bumping into people. Kind of makes sense, New York City. Then you've got the Kalos region, XY, that was based on France. You got Lumio City with the tower, Eiffel Tower, kind of makes sense. Alola, no-brainer. That's Hawaii, right? Yeah. Then you have the Galar region, Sword and Shield, based on the United Kingdom. And then Paldea here in Scarlet and Violet is based on the Iberian Peninsula, but Spain. It's pretty much Spain, right? My first question is, where do we want Gen 10 to go? That's the first question I thought of.
Well, I think the easy answer would be Italy or like that Italian coast. There's a series of like 6 or 7 cities. They're supposed to all be beautiful. There's one town, forgetting the name, that each building, each house is painted a different color. And I could see that going into Pokemon being like amazing. It's like this city on a cliffside and each house is different color.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. I was thinking like Australia. Like an Australian based.
That would open up for some cool Pokemon, too.
What about like an Arctic region? Like, they can't really do that because you've got it would just be all ice Pokemon.
Yeah,
it would, but like if they did on one of the poles.
It could, yeah. It would just be like I don't know. You'd have to make a ton of different penguin Pokemon because that's predominant.
Ice Q is a starter. Yeah, maybe like a South America, Rio de Janeiro, or like Moscow, you know.
Dude, I'm kind of picturing like, you know, Madagascar, the movie? You'd have like a Madagascar Pokemon. Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool. Because I'm picturing a Pokemon King Julian, and that would be fantastic.
Which one is King Julian?
He's the king of the lemurs, who sings and does and shakes his booty all the time.
Ooh. Oh, no, they do have a lemur-based Pokemon, Graffiti.
Yeah, but Graffiti doesn't shake that booty back and forth.
No, he graffitis things. He's a graffiti Pokemon.
Yeah.
He's kind of based on a lemur. I can't think of other ones, though.
Still, I could see it being in, like, a jungle-type setting. Yeah. I guess it doesn't have to be in Madagascar.
Yeah.
Jungle-type setting.
Yeah. So let's go into not which region do you hope they make, but which place in the Pokemon universe that we know of would you like to visit?
Okay, so this is not so much based on their real-life counterparts. It's more so based on the place in Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be Fortree City. Because what person doesn't want a giant treehouse to just spend time in all the time?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, where you're going. You're just going between trees, all sorts of stuff like mm-hmm. that. That sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
You could spend an immense amount of time there.
I seriously spent... When that game first came out long ago, I spent so much time figuring out how to get rid of that invisible Kecleon that was blocking the damn gym. When you come down from the treehouses and he's like, what the hell? I can't go forward. When I was little, eventually I just said, screw it, I'm moving on. And then you eventually run into the guy who gives you the little scope and you figure out it's Kecleon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was talking to everyone in Fortree City. Hey, what's up?
What am I supposed to do?
I can't get to the... Yeah. That'd be cool. What other cities were you thinking of?
I don't know. What's yours? You haven't given me your getaway.
I don't know the names of the cities off the top of my head, but the mushroomy city in the Galar region where the fairy type gym is would be cool. Dude, but I couldn't live there because it's so dark all the time.
Well, yeah, but
it would be a trip.
Would be a vacation. Yeah. It would be like, so like what I was like popped into my head first when I look at that is Alice in Wonderland or Meowwolf.
Mm.
It's basically just like a trip. And like Alice in Wonderland, like for the listeners out there, is one of my favorite stories. Love it. And just to experience that on a level, you know, you're walking through these differently colored mushrooms. Maybe there's a smoking caterpillar that drops down. Whispers silly words into your ear.
No, what you get is a fairy, an old fairy type gym leader that walks up to you and says, guess how old I am? Am I 18 or 88? Yeah, I think it'd be cool, obviously, to go to like Lumio City or Castellia, any big city, Saffron City, I guess, you know.
See, like, for me, we could experience, like, the city vibe.
Yeah.
So much for me is something we can experience already in our own world. Like, New York City in itself is New York City.
Yeah.
Like,
we can't have this conversation without also saying Alola. Because how cool would it be to just be on Hawaii with Pokemon?
It would be cool.
That would be super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the best thing about Hawaii is the perfect temperature all the time.
Right.
All the time. I don't even want to fight Pokemon there. Just be beach time.
But you could chill with them.
Yeah, you chill. I want to do it. It's like I'm chilling on the beach in Hawaii. Somebody's like, I challenge you. It's like, no, man, just grab a beer and sit down next
go,
to me.
Go surf on a mantine, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Do fun cool. things. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't really want to battle Pokemon.
Right. Beach All right. chill vibe. Let's transition from the play to the work. Tell me about Pokemon professions.
So it's kind of going through, looking at what these gym leaders do on the side. And it kind of find, like, you kind of find a groove. A lot of them are scientists, researchers, which makes sense. That's a good side gig to mm-hmm. being a Pokemon gym leader. It gives you, like, you know, kind of what you're doing plays into being a gym leader.
Yeah. Especially, like, a teacher.
Yeah, teacher, you know? Whatever. Yeah. You're just a mentor to people. But some of them made me ponder... If this is really a form of income or if it's just like a hobby, but they still designate it as a career. So, first one that I was thinking of is a ninja. So, what does a ninja do? Like in a day to day. So, ninja wakes up, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, shower,
ninja,
ready for the day.
Ninja is a polite way to say assassin, I think.
So that's what I went along, and I was like, I started thinking, like, so is there a post board in each city that, like, you know, Giovanni has his hits out, and a ninja just, like, walks up and is like, oh, this person, like a wanted dead or alive, sure. And then you just go ninja out, dude.
I'm sure you don't, like, put Hitman wanted on a bulletin.
Well, you would have to, like, I mean, some sort of thing.
Yeah, it would be somewhere, but...
It'd be, like, coded. It wouldn't be, like, kill this guy. It would be, like, some sort of,
it'd
like,
be on the dark web.
Yeah, dark web. The dark web of Pokemon. Yeah. Giovanni's hit list, yeah. And then Janine is just like, yeah, he needs some money.
It could also be, like, stealing something or...
But then you'd just be a thief. You wouldn't be a ninja. You would be a thief.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of a good connotation for ninja.
Yeah, I don't think, like, you're the...
Anyways.
The benevolent ninja of right. Pokemon.
Yeah. What else did you find?
So, the other profession is also from flower arranging with Erica.
Erica, yeah.
Yeah. Do you see that as a solid profession?
To go Erica also a owns a perfume shop. She's a business owner.
See, I did not know this. Yep. Well, that kind of takes away from the flower arranging. But, you know what? Take her owning a business. Flower arranging.
I know that she holds classes that, like, teach flower arranging to people. So, again, going back to the instructor,
so
teacher.
So, she'd just be a teacher.
Yeah.
Just be a teacher.
You can't... I guess you could be a professional flower arranger. Like, if you make your own... You're just a florist who also does arranging.
Yeah. Like, I could... Like, you think about it a little more, you could. It just seems like an odd career for somebody who does something, even though she's, like, leads the grass.
Yeah, gym. But you also think you're getting paid to be a gym leader.
Well, are they, though?
They are. They're getting paid to be a gym leader. We talked about that in the last episode.
Pokemon yeah, but, Association like, they're not getting, like... So, like, then they would get, like, basic necessities. This would be, like, a side gig, then.
This would be their passion job.
Yeah, so that's what, like, my whole thing is. Like, more of a hobby or more of, like, a job. Like, so the gym is what keeps them afloat. These are their side gigs, essentially. So, the last person I wanted to touch on that I found their career to be interesting is Lieutenant Surge. So, he's a pilot at the current time. That's what he does, is he flies people around.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, they don't talk about it a lot. That is his job. But his former job was a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think back, and when I see a soldier or anybody talk about a war, am I missing something? Because I don't ever, I don't.
Is there a show?
Is there an army of humans?
No, but there is talk of a great war before Ash's time. I don't know much about that or where that came from. But you do see Lieutenant Surge kind of wearing like an army getup, you think.
Yeah, well, and he's Lieutenant Surge, so he was that. But yeah, I was just curious as to what you thought about Lieutenant Surge as a pilot and that he was a soldier.
Yeah. I wonder what war would look like.
In Pokemon.
Do they just like run out, instead of pulling out guns, they just like... Garchomp!
Pokeball, go!
You've got Paldea coming to invade Johto or something. Just a bunch of people with badass Pokemon. Just you storm the beaches and throw out your Pokemon.
That would be visually epic. Like, think about just two sides running at each other. Like, you know, like in typical like war movies like Braveheart, Lord of the Rings. And then everybody stops and goes, Pokeball, go! And then there's just flashes and fire and ice. Yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah.
That would be traumatizing. No matter... That's no wonder Lieutenant Surge is... He's probably got a little bit of PTSD.
It's probably why he evolved his Raichu too soon.
Yeah.
Because he had to go to war.
Yes.
No.
Pikachu, you're not ready for the battlefield. Raichu, yes.
Yeah.
Just Lieutenant Surge just either... A funnier one would be Lieutenant Surge riding Raichu into battle. Like Raichu with a little saddle. Go! or just Lieutenant Surge running with like a Raichu on his shoulder. Just...
It'd be cooler with the Alolan Raichu. And he's surfing into battle with him through the air.
That would be awesome.
Like he's on the tail of the Raichu with him. Just basically wakeboarding through the air into battle.
Epic.
He's got an AR... Thunderbolt over there.
So I think we can get to the fact that Lieutenant Surge has the most interesting
It'd be interesting to look at, like, the jobs in the real world and how many of those jobs would be taken by Pokemon in the Pokemon universe.
Yeah, I agree.
Chansey, vets are no longer a thing. You just got a bunch of Chanseys. Right?
But then what do you pay Chansey?
Construction workers, Machoke and Machamp.
Yes.
No more construction workers. Movers,
Machamp,
Geodude. Yes. No more movers.
But see, right? Then you like go into like every form of
loggers,
manual,
lumberjacks. That's
every
Bidoof.
Every form of manual labor would be
gone because there's a Pokemon that could do it.
Yeah.
But you don't have a Pokemon that could be your accountant.
Just for Nintendo out there, Fox just mentioned something that I think would be gold: accounting Pokemon.
What, he has his laptop?
Yeah, he carries, his laptop, a little calculator. Like, one of the, one of those little old-style calculators. What are they called? Where you type in and prints. Yeah.
He's got, like, glasses, bifocals.
A monocle. He's got a monocle.
What other professions?
Like that Pokemon could do?
There's architects, there's doctors, there's...
Oh, there is
engineers,
one of the
scientists.
One of the gym leaders is an engineer.
Clement's kind of an engineer. He made the Clembot, who runs his gym for him.
So the one I was thinking of was Volkner, and he designs.
Oh, he designs a lot.
Yeah, he does like the actual stuff.
Yeah, he's a badass.
He seems like the one who's actually like. I was like, wow, that's a career that's super beneficial to like everything that's going.
Well, he runs that entire city. He charges that entire city.
Yeah.
With his designs.
Yeah, like solar panel walkways.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Okay, let's get into our quiz with Cause.
Quiz with Cause!
That's growing on me.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was a quick little thing I put together, but it's growing on me. Okay, here's what we're doing. Egg timer. You have 1 minute. To answer as many multiple choice questions as you can.
Can I pass to move on to the next one, or do I have to answer the current question?
You have to give it a guess.
Okay.
Because I don't know how many you get right and how many you get wrong.
Yeah, but I can pass.
Follow along.
Come back.
Listeners, follow along, see how you do.
But if I pass, then I could come back to it. You know what I mean? Like, there are certain game shows.
No,
like
because then I'd have to remember, and I'm not going to be able to do that.
Good.
This is not an official game show.
I either get it or miss it. Okay, fair.
You either get it or you're wrong. 1 minute on the clock. Cause, you ready?
I'm ready.
Answer as many as you can correctly. I'll tell you the answer right off the bat, so we can keep track together. Okay?
Yeah, or you can just tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Which Pokemon is not a steel type? Jirachi, Porygon 2, Togedemaru, or Fortress?
Fortress.
Wrong. Porygon 2. Okay. Which Pokemon is not a middle evolution? Linoone, Roselia, Jigglypuff, Kadabra.
Jigglypuff.
Linoone, you're wrong.
Jigglypuff's a middle?
Yeah, he has Igglybuff.
Oh.
What Pokemon is a water type? Turtwig, Articuno, Lugia, Pukumuku.
Turtwig.
Pukumuku, you're wrong.
God, I suck.
What do cherry berries do in the main games? Cure paralysis, cure freeze, cure radioactive smells from the opponent, or nothing?
Nothing.
It cures paralysis. You're wrong. What does the ability clear body do? It prevents other Pokemon from lowering the Pokemon's stats. It protects the Pokemon from lowering their defense. It boosts the Pokemon's speed attack. It powers up Aura.
Powers up Aura.
Wrong. Prevents other Pokemon from lowering the Pokemon's stats.
The timer is creating a lot more pressure than I thought it would.
I know, that's a goal. You're running out of time. How many shapes or forms can unknown be? 46, 28, 25,
34.
28. Boom! You nailed it. Yay! Nice. Okay. Which Pokemon doesn't change when mega evolving? It's over. That's a super letdown.
No ring.
There is no giant ding 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 or anything.
So
I bought the wrong egg timer on Amazon.
So anticlimactic.
It was very anticlimactic. It just stopped. But you got 1 of 6. You were 1 for 6.
See, I would have done better if I could have just passed. Pass.
Well, then you would have been 0 for 0.
Yeah, I know, but when you finish the question before you list the answers, pass. I know, I'm not going to know, pass.
That is our episode. Thank you guys so much if you watch the stream. Guys, we love you. Seriously, thank you for the support. Over 600 listeners now, 30 different countries. We love it. Please go subscribe. Listen to Crater in the Sky. We love that story. We really wrote a good story. We want you to hear it. Please reach out on X at Poker World Pod and check out all of our stuff. We're posting new content every day. So thank you guys. Final thoughts, Kaz.
Let us know how you did on that quiz that I did absolutely abysmal on.
Yeah, if you did in real time, let us know. I imagine a lot of people did pretty good. Better than 1 of 6.
Probably better than me.
Wah, wah. Thank you so much.